Farming is a learning experience, never more so than when you're just starting out. That's one of the themes deftly woven through Linda Hopkins' new book, The Wisdom of the Radish, and Other Lessons Learned on a Small Farm. In it, she recounts the setbacks and satisfactions of the growing season of 2008, her first on the small organic farm she and her now husband Emmett labored to establish alongside the Russian River, just south of Healdsburg. Lesson number one, farming is a more than full-time job.
It's, I would say, 90-hour a week sometimes, especially this time of year, between the milking the goats and the vegetables. Both of them require just throwing yourself into it wholeheartedly.
Linda and Emmett set out to raise food specifically to be sold at local farm markets, and soon added chickens, sheep, and goats to the multiple varieties of greens and vegetables that filled their 2 acres. Their Foggy River farm, by design, is a hotbed of biodiversity.
We try to grow a wide variety of crops, so you have to become sort of a Renaissance man and know a lot of different families of produce and the science behind it. What we think of as the ideal vision of a sustainable farm is a very diversified farm that also enables you to weather different weathers.
We may have been foolish starting out trying to grow more than 20 different varieties of produce, but at the same time, it might have saved us because we messed up a few here and there, and we still had others that were succeeding at the same time.
Once the harvest is ready to go to market, the act of actually selling it becomes yet another skill set to be learned. Hopkins writes at some length about the considerations that go into pricing each item, and she bristles at the widespread notion that farm market produce is pricier than grocery store goods.
There's a perception that the farmer's market is always more expensive, which is actually often not true. We regularly price check our produce, and we're usually around Safeway price range, often less expensive than high-end grocery store like Whole Foods. But it is a challenge because we aren't as cheap as the bulk produce that comes in often from Mexico or Chile, because the cost of growing in Sonoma County is higher than it is growing even in the Central Valley. But we also need to make a living. I haven't calculated this year, but definitely the first couple of years we did not earn minimum wage.
Today's young farmers see themselves as an antidote to corporate agribiz, Hopkins says, but few of them come from farming families or know nearby elders who can mentor them. So to compensate, they rely on another tool, one that was never available to prior generations, the internet.
You can now connect to other young farmers and find out information. So instead of going over to your neighbor, because oftentimes your neighbor is probably growing grapes or working in town, this way you're able to connect across large distances.
That research is also apparent as Hopkins weaves information about history, botany, animal husbandry, nutrition, ag economics, and more into her firsthand narrative. That was possible, Linda says, since the book was planned as much, or maybe more, than the farm itself.
Emmett and I previously wrote another book that was on the topic of public transportation. Unfortunately, that book didn't get published, but I was talking to my literary agent and said, hey, you know, I'm doing this farming thing. Do you think that that might be a subject that someone would be interested in purchasing? And so that's how it got started. And I did blog throughout. I started writing little stories and communicating with other farmers online. There was definitely note-taking happening the whole time.
Now entering their fourth summer as local farmers, the Hopkins are regulars at the farm markets in Healdsburg and Santa Rosa, but the wisdom of the radish is best found at our local independent booksellers. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.